Suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call the person something insulting. What would you say? Now, you used the word broke, you wouldn't like to be called nigger. Isn't there some similar word that you could use about a white man who was mean and insulting? What would you...
Well, the word, the answer, what Danny, I use is neither one of them. I try not to use no slang word at anyone, regardless of your shortcoming. I pity them and say, he just, sometimes I say, Lord forgive me, he know not what he's doing. Because I hear a lot of people use this, crackers, redneck, I hear people use
the word as far as I set by my knees. Yeah. All right. Okay. That's good enough. All right. Now, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son callously broke it. You might say that the man got awfully hurt about it.
All
right. You like angry better than you do mad. All right. Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really what? All right. I said, man, I really beat out. All right. Now, the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school? What happened to this boy at school that caused the school nurse to send him home early?
He was taken sick.
You say sick, all right. Now, which one of those would you like? He took sick or he was taken ill? Which one of those would you?
I believe
because he was sick. All right. Okay. All right. It's all right. Let's go right on. That's good. If a person has a sick feeling down here, meaning in his stomach, would you say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
All right. You would say he feels sick in his stomach. All right. In his stomach. All right. Let's go to the next. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? What would you call it? Would you like me to read it again now?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can just tell me whatever you think. Now, it says, what do you call a noisy, pranky celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? What would you call it? What kind of? Okay. All right, we'll go on then to the next one then. That's all right. That's your answer. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you? All right. I think many little children are familiar with that expression. All right. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?